frontiers are meant for everybody lives in the come out and vote for Nana Akufo-Addo. So that on the whole, he will beat the party, not by 1 million, not by 2 million, but in Kukudu, Kukudu. We are saying this. We say this because from the look of things, the NDC is sensing a serious defeat facing them. And for that matter, they are doing everything possible either to reject the election, to withdraw from the election. So if they withdraw, all well and good. But if they say they don't accept the result, we will go ahead and rule this country. Let us make sure that everybody who is qualified and registered comes out on that day to register. We have our young men and who have enjoyed the free election. This election is a election for all of them. Some of Nana Addo Dankwa and Akufo-Addo for making a poor man in this country have the same to education just like anybody else in the country. Kukudu. Education is the only bridge. Education is the only that brings the poor and the well-to-do together. A son of a poor man can rock children with the sons of the rich people if only they have education.
Thank you.
So sure that we take advantage of this education and make sure that we educate our children at the expense of our own country and make sure that everybody is wide awake and nobody was promising the mortuary instead of school block.
Thank you. Nana, please. Let's listen to His Excellency.
Yeah. Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, first time in the history of this country, has set up a government that is inclusive. Everybody in the country is included in the governance of Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. This is the only government where within the first 4 years, every constituency that you touch, you will see the reflection of the work of Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo in every constituency. It is not like this in the past. And one thing that you all have to bear in mind is that the NDC thought they lost the last election because NPP consistently told them that they were inefficient and no good. So they thought because we said they were incompetent, that's why they lost the election. So they also decided that from day one, all of their members should continue to say that life is hard in Ghana. How can life be hard in Ghana when your child is in school for free, when food is available everywhere, when your streets are being reconstructed for you, everything that you need to make life worth living is being provided for you. So Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo is not only appreciated in Ghana, but all over the world. People see him as number one president. So ladies and gentlemen, I heard one of our speakers saying that in his about 17,000 registered votes and they are going to deliver 14,000 and leave 3,000 to others. I'm saying that they should endeavor to bring the entire 17,000 onto Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo.
No mercy for the people.
Kukudu. Kukudu. When we want to beat them, let us beat them in such a way that they will have nothing to say again. Beyond 2020, MPP is going to reorganize itself again and continue 2024-2028. We are determined that NDC, for the last time, they should forget about ever coming back to power. So, on this day, we are not to say too much. All that we are saying is that everyone here should consider himself or herself as a member of the Frontiers and make sure that every neighbor of yours comes out to vote on that day. And inshallah, Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo will make it big.
Kukudu!
Radu.